This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Mark, you've lined up a guest for us tonight.
I have. A guest that I really enjoyed talking to the last time we had him on.
So who is he?
It's Terry Goodkind. He's the author of the Sword of Truth series. Terry, are you there?
I am here.
Wow.
I'm thrilled to be back with you guys.
Excellent. Welcome back. Good to have you back. So, Mark, why are we having Terry back on the show?
Well, because something monumentous is happening. Terry, could you fill us in?
Well, the final book in the Sword of Truth series was released today. It's the 11th volume. This has been going on now for 13 years, I guess it is.
Is it 13 years? I just started reading maybe a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's so great to have each book right there ready for when I finish the last one. And then the last two, that hasn't really happened for me,
So you've read them all then, Mark?
I have, and I'm really excited about them.
Were you at the bookstore this morning, or did you order one on Amazon?
I think Terry's sending me one autographed, right?
Absolutely.
If I don't get mine from the publisher, in the next day or so, I will be at Borders picking one up.
But you can actually get one from Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's true.
Well,
you can do that.
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Confessor.
Confessor.
Yep.
All right. Now, it's sort of wrapping up this Sword of Truth series, which I think is really great. The main character in it, Richard, is... It really embodies all the things that I think a guy should embody, personal responsibility. He believes that he's the captain of his own ship, and he shows how his intellect, he managed to shape the world, his world around him, and the world in general. Kind of tease the series, and then we'll talk about the book. Okay?
Right, because there are a lot of people listening that might not have ever heard of this.
Likely,
what is it all about?
Richard Rawl is a character driven by reason in a world that's gone mad. I think something we can all relate to. And the fun thing is that he has the power to do something about it. He takes the challenges, rises to the challenges, and finds solutions to these problems in his world. And the problems that he faces in his world are the same kinds of nonsense we face in our world, and the difference is I get to torture and kill those people I don't like. But the series has been ongoing now for 12 or 13 years, and the cool thing is that I've known the solution to this series from the very beginning, and I've never told anyone what the final solution is. And
not even your lovely wife. I've seen so many pictures of you guys signing books and that kind of thing. Has she ever wheedled it out of you?
Never. And she doesn't know. The thing is, she loves to read the story when it's out for herself and not hear the punchline first. And as a storyteller, I love being able to tell a story and get to the punchline. And this book is is like that. It's the conclusion to a whole series of problems in an inventive way that I don't think any series has ever ended in this way before. And my goal throughout this whole series has not just been to write individual books that are exciting and fun to read, but to have a background story arc that sort of follows the story of where we are in our own civilization and have a conclusion to that whole background story arc. So this book, what it does is it's the keystone that makes you see the arch of that whole story, and it puts it in a new perspective. So even though you may have liked, this book better, that book better, or you liked individual stories throughout the series, this final book casts a new light in the whole series so that you understand it all in a whole new light. And the purpose of everything I've been doing throughout this whole series is to create the missing link between myth and our world. Why do we all have these common myths through different cultures? And why do we all wonder about the same kinds of things? And those myths that are common to all of mankind, I have my own explanation in this series, in the final book, of how that connects to our lives.
I've got to say, that sounds very intriguing, but you said there are 13 books in the series?
Correct. Well, 11.
Okay, I'm sorry. 11 books.
11, 13, what the heck.
Right, okay, I got it now. So there are 11 books in the series. I have a bookshelf full of books that I have yet to actually get to.
Mm-hmm.
If I was intrigued and I'm listening to this show, I'm hearing you for the first time, hearing these ideas, wow, it sounds kind of neat. Can I pick up the 11th book and just read that and be entertained and and sort of get it? Or do you really have to read the other 10 first?
Well, there's a not a yes or no answer to that. Let me explain briefly. Each of the books has been an independent novel along the way,
mm-hmm.
but because the series is so big, I didn't want to end the whole series with one book. So the conclusion of the series is a trilogy. That trilogy, the final three books, is Chainfire, Phantom, and Confessor.
Okay.
Those three books are not as much of a standalone book as the previous books in the series. So you can pick up the last book in the series, and you'll get the gist of what's going on, and it's an exciting story, but you will not understand the full impact of the meaning of the events on the characters, where they've come from,
mm-hmm.
the decisions they've made, the choices they've made in their life that have taken them to this point.
So you would recommend then going two books back, reading reading the last three if you were short on time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the whole 11.
You know, I recommend the whole 11.
Not everyone has time for this, Mark.
If you're going to read fiction, there's only a couple of authors out there that I'm going to recommend to you. You know, like my list of top two is going to be F. Paul Wilson and Terry Goodkind. If you know, after that, you're going to be talking. You know, I think Tom Clancy writes a good book. I think John Grisham writes a good book. But these are this is the category of author that I'm talking about here. Terry Goodkind is to me, the superlative fictional writer. If you're going to spend some time reading a fictional work, don't waste your time. Read this sort of truth series.
Well, thank you very much. And I have to say, not that I'm prejudiced or anything, but this final book is absolutely mind-blowing. The people who have read it, the few people who have read it so far,
mm-hmm.
who usually talk quite a bit, have all been rendered speechless.
Wow.
And this is truly the concepts in this book, the conclusions and the concepts that are put forward, are they just leave you sitting there in the dark wondering about a lot of things. And it's the last half of the book's like being caught in an avalanche. It's just nonstop cool action and just really neat stuff.
Now, I really can't wait. Now, you have this this writing, your writing style, the way you work. You spend a great deal of your time writing during the day. Apparently, 13 or 14 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm really slow at writing. So the only way I can make up for it is just to be persistent. So I write 14, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for month after month after month. But to me, the fun you have when you read a book and the excitement of being in that world, I have that same kind of fun when I'm writing it. So it's not, to me, like work. I look up and 2 hours have gone by and I didn't even realize it.
That's the way to have. I mean, that's the way to have a situation. That's what it's like for me on the radio.
It's not really work.
It's not work for me either. Yeah.
Did your schedule change at all in the writing of this book, or was it the same thing?
This book was the most intense pressure of all of them because my publisher wanted a book for Christmas.
Mm.
And in the real world, you have to satisfy those people who sign the checks.
Sure.
So they needed a book for Christmas. They thought it was best for them. They thought it was best for my career and all those kind of things. It was faster than my comfort zone. So I was working outside of my envelope. I was sort of in free fall the whole time. And it was a situation of not having the luxury of being able to waste a single page. So, for example, the last 80 pages of this book, I wrote in one sitting, stream of consciousness, and sent it in without even rereading it.
Wow.
And what you read is straight off the top of my head, first time, no changes. It's not quite as astounding as that sounds because I've been thinking about this for 10 years. This is the grand conclusion to my life's work, more or less.
Wow, that sounds monumental.
Okay, well, that's the interview, Terry. But tell them real quick what the name of the book is again and the series.
The book is Confessor, and the series is a Sword of Truth series.
And you can find it at
Amazon.freetalklive.com. Terry, thanks for joining us again tonight.
Thank you.
It's good hearing from you. Good luck with your sales on the book. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're all right there, front page of the site. In fact, an entire year's worth of them right there. for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. Let's go right into the phone calls here. Don's been waiting patiently in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live, Don. Hello, Don. Going once. Don, going twice. Let's try instead Jimmy in New York. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, you. Hi.
Is this Jimmy?
Yeah, that's me. Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, you know, I appreciate, you know, that you're running a great show, and, you know, pretty much everything's, you know, is inspiring, you know. It's like, I'm really happy that there's, like, this independent media, independent place where you can come and, you know, share your feelings and, you know, your opinions and what's up.
The new media is a wonderful thing. So what's on your mind?
I don't know. I've pretty much, I like the new presidential candidate who's coming up, Mr. Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, I mean, who doesn't like Ron Paul? How can you not like Ron Paul?
That's the thing. I mean, right now I saw a little clip on YouTube that they said that he raised about 24 million dollars in 24 hours, like $4 or $5 million
it was,
in 24
hours.
Yeah,
4.2. Or 4.2. Something like that.
And I was like, well, you know, this guy is like really pissing off some real powerful people. And I was just,
yeah,
you know, pissing off the Federal Reserve, pissing off the military industrial complex, pissing off, you know, a lot of people. And I'm just thinking, I mean, I want your input on this. Like, I'm afraid that, you know, they might try to hurt him. That's one thing. And the second thing is, I saw a documentary on YouTube about, it's called Hacking Democracy. So, you know, they might rig the election a certain way so he doesn't go through. And I
it's
mean,
certainly,
certainly
something to be concerned about. I know the guys over at the We the People organization have filed lawsuits in all 50 states looking for an injunction against electronic voting machines. There are some definitely some kind of some spooky things out there, some interesting evidence, some interesting expert testimony about these electronic voting systems that really calls them into question as far as their accuracy, their ability to be backdoored and hacked and that sort of thing. So absolutely, I understand your concerns. On the concern about, well, whether something awful will happen to Ron Paul, it's certainly a paranoid viewpoint, though, I mean, the people in positions of power certainly don't want that power threatened. You have to ask yourself if he is really a threat to them, and they're willing to take that sort of action, and that is kill Ron Paul or do something awful that would cause him to drop out of the race. Then why haven't they done it yet? I mean, it's clear. It gets more and more clear as every day goes by that Ron Paul's not losing popularity, but gaining it, while the other candidates are losing popularity. The other candidates are spending money through their noses, and Ron Paul's still got millions of dollars in the bank. So, I mean, if they're not threatened yet, when are they going to be threatened enough to make a move that's that evil?
Right, right.
Really, there's nothing you can do about it anyway, so no point in worrying.
Okay, I got you. Secondly, another quick 30-second thing. You probably saw the footage on YouTube or television about the kid who got tasered at
the Terry thing. Yeah,
University of Florida.
Yes.
And how do you think that went down? I saw the footage like 10 times. And, I mean, Kerry said, I want to answer his questions, but then the security guards come out and they just put him down.
Well, if you'd like to hear Mark and I argue about this for an hour, you should go back to listen to the show like around when the event happened, because we talked about it quite a bit. But I'll summarize it for you. And, Jimmy, thank you for the call. Basically, I thought the cops were out of line in that particular case. And when I say they're out of line, I mean at the point at which they started bothering the kid. He had been speaking for approximately 45 seconds when they stepped in and began sort of muscling him away from the microphone. And that, of course, is what set the kid off. And, you know, he demanded to have his time. Others had had their time. And why shouldn't he have his time? And as he pointed out, Kerry did say he wanted to answer the question, but the cops were, again, muscling in, and then he started fighting back against the cops, and we all know what happens when that happens. And I think that was where most of your objection came in, Mark, was that, you know, you thought I was saying that he shouldn't have been, you thought that I was saying that he shouldn't have been taken down in the way that he was, and I don't think he should have fought back against the cops. I think that's what brought that about. I think that's what brought the tasering about. I think the tasering was a little much. I think that they went a little overboard with that. They didn't.
I'd say the cops were jumpy.
There were six cops there.
And I'd say the kid was a bit of a jerk too. I mean,
there was no doubt about
acting like a jerk. And I don't mean that he is a jerk. I was, he went there. Some of the evidence.
Well, John Kerry's a jerk too. So I mean, whatever.
No, you won't get any argument from me there.
Toby, your interpretation of that occurrence?
Well, I think his behavior, once the cops put their hands on him, he got what was coming for him. Knowing the police that we live in this country, we know what happens when you fight back against the police. I think he obviously knew what was happening. I also don't think that the cops should have put their hands on him in the first place, though. So, I mean, it's kind of
like, let him get his questions out, let him have his questions answered. And if he wanted to hog the mic after his questions were answered, then that would have been an appropriate time to ask him to step aside. But they were doing it before he was even finished, which I thought was inappropriate of them.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, he shouldn't have fought back, because we know what's going to happen if you fight back. And then again, they shouldn't have put their hands on him in the first place. So
1-800-259-9231. On the way here, we're going to talk about a gambling crackdown here in the Northeast. But first, we're going to try Don one more time. Don in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don in Kansas City.
Yeah, hi guys.
There he is. What's on your mind?
Cool. I just wanted to send an appeal out to all the conspiracy theorists out there that they tried to do their best to try to disassociate their message with the Ron Paul campaign. It's getting a little out of hand, and I think it's doing a huge discredit to the movement.
Wait, I don't understand. Wait, you're saying the conspiracy theorists are trying to disassociate their message?
They're trying to associate.
No, they're trying to attach their message to Ron Paul.
Oh.
And it's doing a hell of a lot of damage. I'll give you an example. There was a local concert a couple of weeks ago, and took my wife, two friends, and a couple of their girlfriends. I mean, I had like four new people that heard about Ron Paul, but didn't really know, the gist about him.
Right.
And it was a fundraising deal, and so I took them to this concert, and it started off pretty good and a lot of good conversation. And they had a couple of speakers, and the ball is really getting going. And the second speaker to get up there was a radio talk show host that was into this stuff. And he started talking about chemtrails.
Oh, boy.
And trying to explain to my friends that, this was actually about Ron Paul. I didn't know what this guy was talking about. This is not Ron Paul's message. Was unsuccessful. And they ended up walking out. And they actually wanted the money back that was going to the big push on November 5th.
Wow.
I actually talked him out of that, but
so wait, this whole event was a Ron Paul thing? I thought it was just a concert, is what you're.
It was a fundraising concert with some local bands to raise money for Paul, and they had some speakers there, and one of the speakers gets up there and just starts ranting about chemtrails and all this conspiracy stuff. And we lost four new guys,
Something like that happened to me. I went to a Ron Paul event. Someone gave me a CD about some whacked out conspiracy thing about Chinese ninjas.
Oh, man. Let's talk more about this. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I want to hear more about your conversations with these guys that you were with and what it was that they had to say. I understand this is a concern, and I'm certainly concerned about it, but what about the white supremacists that are getting behind the Ron Paul campaign? Isn't that worse? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your show, bring up what you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, by the way. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are for free, including the wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. You can go there and edit it to your heart's content. It's like the listener editable version of our site. wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com. And the silver Liberty dollar is as beautiful as the ideals it represents. It's America's second most popular currency, with over 20 million Liberty dollars in circulation, with 100,000 plus people using it on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money and start using the Liberty dollar, and return America to value $1 at a time. libertydollar.org.
It does return America to value $1 at a time.
And they're pretty, too.
They are really, really amazing looking pieces.
800-259-9231. Let's go back to Don in Kansas City. Now, Don, just to recap what you told us before, you had gone to a concert which was supposed to be a benefit concert for Ron Paul. Now, it wasn't actually an event that Ron Paul was going to be at. It was just people getting together on their own and raising money for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You'd brought some friends along with you. And was it friends or family? I missed that point.
It was my wife, who's heard about Ron Paul, and a couple of friends I've talked to, and this was like the first time they've ever given to a politician or been interested at all.
Right. So the proceeds of the concert were supposed to go to benefit Ron Paul. You brought them there, band played, and then some guy from a local talk station got up and started yammering on about chemtrails or some other conspiracy nonsense. And you say that really turned off some of your friends.
Well, yeah, because we had actual political discussions going on, and I was trying to explain, you know, what Ron Paul was all about. And the first speaker was great, and then the second guy gets up there and starts talking about chemtrails and this other stuff. Now immediately, all this stuff that they've heard on the news about Ron Paul being a whack job is suddenly confirmed in their eyes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it was just incredibly damaging. And
what are some of the things they said to you? I mean, what were the conversations like between you and them after that point?
Well, we were talking about, you know, real issues. Like the first guy brought up this, you know, bill that's been passed about, you know, political people being defined as, you know, terrorists and all this other stuff. So we're talking about that. And all of a sudden, you know, you start seeing their glances kind of glancing up towards the stage at this guy. And I turned to listen, and I heard all this chemtrail stuff. And I just sat back in my chair and I was like, you know, everything I've said up to now is over.
Oh, no.
You know, it's all erased. And the real bad thing is when I, after he was done talking, I confronted the guy after he came off stage, and I asked him if he really thought he was doing a valuable service to bring this kind of stuff up at a totally unrelated Ron Paul event, and he thought he was justified, and people at the rally came to his defense. I was surrounded, and they were saying that if my friends couldn't handle the truth, then their help wasn't needed.
Right. You're a gatekeeper. You're part of the New World Order.
I was part of the conspiracy because...
I'd like to come into defense of the kooks here for a moment, if I could.
Uh-huh.
We propose on this show, we've talked about how even if Ron Paul doesn't win, he's a great thing for the Liberty Movement. And the Liberty Movement itself can use Ron Paul to... his campaign as a way to get more people to hear the message.
Right.
Sure.
And Ron Paul in the past has gone on more than one conspiracy type oriented show, and although he doesn't talk about them, he's sort of, you know, birds of a feather kind of thing. He's gotten in that arena, and I don't see why the conspiracy theorists shouldn't say we can use Ron Paul to get our message out there the same
clearly
way
what they're doing.
The Liberty people are doing. Now, I would say that, I would say to a conspiracy
theorist... Which just goes to show that the conspiracy theorists aren't about liberty at all and all about propagating their conspiracy theories.
I would say that's absolutely true.
Right. And while we here say it'll bring
more
people...
Not all of them.
It'll bring more people towards the Liberty, plus hopefully get Ron Paul elected, I think that the conspirators are pushing their agenda and doing damage to the Ron Paul message and getting him elected all along. I mean, I've gone to some events, and I've gone to quite a few Ron Paul events whenever he comes here, and there are the same conspirators out at every single one of these events. The hardcore conspirators seem to attend every single event that I've been to. Mm. So
maybe it would be best. I don't know how to handle this. I mean, I'm disturbed that you're the people you're hanging out with are so easily swayed that, you know, because there's a couple of crackpots or a handful of crackpots supporting a candidate, that means that they're not going to support that candidate. I mean, regardless of what Ron Paul has to say, regardless of how great his ideas are, the fact that there's a handful of kooks, at least that they've seen, that support him, means that all of a sudden he's politically unviable. I mean, I have a bit of a problem with, but I guess I could understand if they are relatively new to the idea of politics. Of course, they always say that politics makes for strange bedfellows. It would seem like you should be able to sort of pawn them off on that. Oh, they're just crazies. You know, hey, I bet you'd find some crazies in Hillary's camp too, right?
Yeah, just ask the environmentalists.
But you gotta realize, you know, I've tore them away from the mainstream media and what they're saying about them, and then they hear stuff that almost confirms what they've heard.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying, and the one thing that I would talk to them about, if you get an opportunity to talk to them, is just try to imagine that currently, under the Democratic umbrella out there, there are crazies like, you know, people that want to do away with the combustion engine.
What about the crazies in the Republican umbrella that want to bomb the rest of the world?
There's certainly
those crazies
that too. There's fringes everywhere, and the vast majority of people that are supporting Ron Paul don't believe that the government is trying to kill kill us with chemtrails.
Right. I guess that's really all you can do is just implore them to pay attention to the man and his message and not the message of those people who might deem to be his supporters. Because if you get too mired down in what the supporters are doing and what their supporters' ideas are, then there's all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, like I said, there are people in white supremacist movements that have contributed to the Ron Paul campaign. Does that mean Ron Paul's a racist or supports white supremacy? No, of course not. But some people are going to draw that connection, and all I can say is it's just unfortunate. What can you do about this?
Well, I guess the problem I have is that... are you there?
I'm here.
It doesn't go both ways. Like, we'll accept them into the fold as, you know, Ron Paul supporters. But the minute you try to tell them that their views aren't helping... You're part of the conspiracy.
Oh, sure.
I mean, and then they don't need you, and it's just ridiculous.
I agree with your viewpoint on the conspiracy crowd. They're very, very... So they can be very, very thick, I guess, sometimes, and they don't realize that what they're doing could be damaging to Ron Paul.
Some of them.
Some of them are sensible. Some of them can have sensible conversations. We had one of them on with us last night. We had a nice long conversation with him, and it went very well. And he wasn't yelling about the steel melts at X 10 degrees and all the nonsense that they normally yell out. So yes, there are differences amongst them, but you know, it's only the craziest that get noticed, right? So it's only the most wackaloons that are getting the attention. And in this case, it turned off four of your friends and family members to Ron Paul. I think it's tragic. I don't know if the answer is to not bring them to Ron Paul events. That wouldn't be good because then you're not increasing the size of the events and sort of keep them, just feed them internet articles and that sort of thing. It's a little more safe, I guess.
And, you know, maybe you can, one thing that helps is if people are warned about things ahead of time. If you can,
that's a good point.
If you can sort of disappear their concern by talking to people additionally that, look, there's liable to be people at this event that, you know, Ron Paul appeals to all kinds of people,
yeah,
not just people that support liberty, but people that believe that he will shine a light into government that will expose all kinds of vicious conspiracies that they imagine that the government has portrayed. They aren't by any stretch of the imagination the majority. But if the government has done these kind of awful things, I would want Ron Paul in there too. But who knows? It's difficult to know. They just released recently one of the some Air Force pilot claims that in fact the alien bodies at Roswell are real. I don't know what the hell to think about that. You know?
Yeah.
But there's
someone looking for attention.
They're everywhere. Well, actually, he was dead, and it was his like, you know.
Well, I hear you guys. I'm just hoping that his association with some of those talk shows you were talking about before doesn't come back to haunt him if he gets the nomination.
Understood.
If he gets the nomination, then I wouldn't be too concerned about it. It's getting the nomination that's the tricky part.
I think the more and more support he's going to get, the less and less those conspiracy mongers are going to matter because they're going to kind of be put on the back burner.
I hope you're right about that, but they are certainly good about making noise. Don, thanks for the story, and keep us informed if your friends change their mind.
Yep.
800-259-9231, because you think it'd be more important to them that Don, their friend, supports Ron Paul, not the random strangers in the audience. Who are they? They could be anybody. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist, Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including updates, live streaming, the wiki, everything. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, and you'll find all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like hats and t-shirts and hoodies and more, all there. store.freetalklive.com. Do you need a new computer but just don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers, laptops, and hundreds of other electronics. Are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. We just finished up a phone call with a gentleman in Kansas City who was telling us about a concert that he went to that was supposed to benefit Ron Paul. As it turns out, looks like some of the conspiracy crowd was behind organizing the concert, as one of their one of the conspiracy theorists, who apparently is a talk show host in the area, took the stage and started talking about chemtrails and who knows what other theories. And apparently this really turned off some of the people that he was attending the concert with, to the point where they weren't interested anymore in Ron Paul. And What can you do about this? I mean, Mark, you suggested a good point, I think, and that is prepare the people in advance. If you're taking a newbie to a Ron Paul event, prepare them in advance for the fact they're going to encounter a variety of different people. Ron Paul's supporters can't be pigeonholed. There are people who are libertarians. There are people who are Democrats, Republicans, Greens, people from all walks of life, age, both genders, obviously. All kinds of different people are behind Ron Paul, which inevitably means there are going to be people with questionable viewpoints that are behind Ron Paul as well. So the conspiracy theorists, for instance, or white supremacists, though they probably won't. Though it's more likely you're going to see the conspiracy theorists than you are the white supremacists, because they're not likely to show up in their Klan outfits or anything like that.
I wouldn't think they go out in public like that.
No,
it's a bad idea.
So that I think it's probably more of a concern encountering the conspiracy theorists. But at the same time, I've seen articles online that mention the fact that Ron Paul has gotten contributions from racists, from known racists in racist organizations, and they're trying to make Ron Paul out to be a racist as a result of that. And, of course, it doesn't follow. Ron Paul can't control who his supporters are.
Nope, and it's a very grassroots movement. I suppose that might be the downfall of a grassroots movement, but it's the only one I can think of so far, and I'll take it. And this is the movement we've got, and I say we push forward with it as much as we can. I think the best
damn the torpedoes.
Yeah, right. The best thing you can do is prepare people for, look, this movement is made up of all kinds of people.
Right.
You are liable to hear anything from people that are so far into the environmental movement that they say that you need to get rid of your car and walk to work, you know, ride a bicycle to work, stop eating cows, that we need to shoot the Mexicans on the border as they come across, or that, in fact, the government was responsible completely for 9/11.
So I think that's the best thing you can do. Unless you guys can think of anything else, just sort of prepare people in advance for what they're going to see. That way it's not as much of a shock to the system, because there's no way you can control it. You can't control who gets behind Ron Paul. All you can do is hope to influence the viewpoint of the people that you're bringing with you.
Yeah, and remind them to focus on what Ron Paul's saying, not what the people around it, what supporters might say might be accurate and might not, but let's focus on his message more.
Right, and it doesn't matter if a 9/11 conspiracy theorist gets in front of you and says, Ron Paul says he thinks the government was behind it. Well, Ron Paul doesn't say that. He's never said that. Just because it comes out of someone else's mouth doesn't mean it's true. That's just hearsay. So unless, I agree with that, unless what you're hearing is coming from the mouth of Ron Paul, you need to treat it as such. You need to treat it as hearsay if you're hearing it anywhere else but straight from the horse's mouth. Beyond that, what else can you do? You know, it's a presidential campaign. It's getting more and more popular. As it becomes more popular, more questionable personalities will get behind it. And, of course, the media is going to try to spin that to make Ron Paul look bad. We all know better. Hopefully your friends will pay more attention and, I don't know, not be so swayed by the opinions of others. 800-259-9231. Let's go and talk to Don. Different Don. This one's in New York on the Amplifier line. Hello, Don.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called in about my status here in the country as a permanent resident. I've lived here my whole life, adopted a kid.
Uh-oh. Are you on a cell phone, Don?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's a little questionable. Are you indoors?
Antenna is extended now.
All right, let's try again. Go ahead. You're a resident alien.
Yeah, permanent resident alien. Lived here my whole life. And until recently, I have considered myself, you know, glad to live in America and proud to be an American, you know, a Canadian living in America. You had a caller last night from France who was contemplating coming here, mm-hmm. and I'm contemplating leaving here.
So really?
Just to show the duality. Yeah, last weekend I spent a good portion of the weekend looking at other places that have good unemployment rates or, you know, favorable unemployment rates, decent cost of living. Prague, I guess that's in Germany.
Prague, I'm not sure where
that is. Czech Republic, isn't it?
Okay.
Could be Czech Republic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a hip place to go these days.
They say it's low unemployment and, you know, decent living. You know, housing situation in the area. So I'm actually looking because of what you guys were talking about with this guy from France, the bureaucracy. Even if you're a permanent resident alien in this country now, since DHS has taken over INF, it is a nightmare trying to get your paperwork done, to get your IDs renewed. And from what he was saying and from what I read on the website, since DHS has taken over, it's become a lot more disconcerting to go through the system, because they now have posted these laws that you are supposed to carry your permanent resident alien card with you at all times, and any failure to do so could cause your deportation.
Wow.
And well, the other thing that I was intrigued by your caller was the fact that you guys were saying that in order to work in this country, you have to work. Now, hopefully these are new laws that he's talking about, because coming over here as a kid, I've worked for whoever I've wanted to throughout the course, you know, whoever hires me,
mm-hmm.
and whoever I choose to go to work for is who I've gotten. I've never had any restrictions placed on me about, you know, who I could work for and who I couldn't. But then again, I don't ever go to the government to ask them permission. So,
and you came from Canada?
Yes, I'm Canadian, brought over by my parents at birth, and I'm a permanent resident alien.
When, how old, you said at birth was when you were?
At 6 months old, you know.
And how old are you now? How long ago was that?
Oh, I'm 40 now.
It definitely, things have changed in the last 40 years, no doubt about
it. Yeah. So, you know, while he's looking to get into this country and there are companies and people who are like me who are probably more than eager nowadays to start looking at other places to live.
How interesting. You have basically, what you're saying is you have attained what it is that many people are looking for. They're looking to immigrate to the United States. You've had that for your entire life, and you're saying that even though you've been here for that long, that it's still difficult on you to be an immigrant to this country.
That in the America that I lived in up until post 2001 and all of this insanity to the Constitution that's gone on, I was glad to live here. Now, it's not the same America that it was ten years ago to me. It's a completely different country where I felt welcomed my whole life to live here. Now I feel like a third-rate citizen who has, you know, if I'm graceful enough, if they give me the privilege enough, I can stay in this country.
Very interesting, especially considering that, you know, you aren't necessarily of a Hispanic background, so when someone looks at you, they can't necessarily say, hey, you're an immigrant, right? I mean,
Absolutely not. But the point, you know, the thing is why should I stay here? What does this land now have to offer me that I can't get by going back to Toronto, Canada, and working? That I can't get by going to a good place in Germany or some other, you know, country.
Would Canada take you back?
Why wouldn't they? I still have my Canadian passport.
You're a citizen of Canada, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a citizen of Canada.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a choice, actually.
So why not go back to Canada? Why look at Prague? Why look at other areas of the world? Why not take the easy route? Because then you're just going to be dealing with their immigration laws.
Yeah, but I figure even their immigration laws are probably 10 times easier than the ones that are here. Why? Because I think probably the economy and the unemployment rate in most of those areas would be better. I haven't looked at Canada lately, but you know, their dollar is now on par with ours.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of reasons. The euro, you know, looking at Europe because the value of their dollar is going up and ours is going down.
You've definitely got your research cut out for you. I mean, trying to research other countries' immigration laws and that sort of thing certainly would take a serious, significant amount of time. But hey, I wish you the best of luck in figuring out what you want to do.
Paperwork for DHS yet? It'd probably take the same amount of time to fill out all these forms I have to get for my passport, for my green card. You know,
I can't even imagine how burdensome that must feel to you, and how frustrating.
I haven't had ID since I was 17, guys, because my mother initially, it was stolen out of her purse at the age of 17. At that point, it was her responsibility to get it replaced, and she never did.
Huh. Interesting. But let us know how the rest of your search goes if you find a country worthy of yourself. Thanks for the call. Hour three is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Spy.